President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair meet today in Northern Ireland for the first of 2 days of talks on the Iraq conflict, the Middle East, and the Northern Ireland peace process. British officials say the fast-moving battlefield developments in Iraq lend a sense of urgency to the Bush-Blair summit. The leaders are meeting for the third time in just over 3 weeks, and post-war arrangements for Iraq's governance and reconstruction will be high on the agenda. Ahead of the talks, there were signs that Mr. Blair is more interested in a leading role for the United Nations in post-war Iraq than is Mr. Bush. British Defense Secretary Geoff Hoon said Monday, Afghanistan offers an example of the kind of UN involvement Britain wants.
It's absolutely clear that we want to see UN authority for the operations there in exactly the way that we did in operations in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, the United Nations not only provided humanitarian relief, but also supervised the formation of an interim government after the Taliban were overthrown. However, U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz said on Sunday the Afghanistan model will not be followed in Iraq. The issue of U.N. involvement is important to Mr. Blair as he tries to repair relations between the United States and the rest of Europe. France, Germany, and Russia opposed the war, but now call for U.N. administration of post-war Iraq. A spokesman for Prime Minister Blair Monday tried to play down the differences. He said discussions have focused on a transition period of about 90 days, during which Iraq will be administered by a retired American Army General, Jay Garner. Then the plan calls for an Iraqi interim authority under Iraqi leadership, followed by a properly constituted Iraqi government. President Bush and Prime Minister Blair will also discuss the Middle East peace process. Mr. Blair has been pushing for publication of Mr. Bush's roadmap for the Israelis and Palestinians to end their conflict, culminating in the creation of a Palestinian state. The political impasse in Northern Ireland is also on the agenda. Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern will join those talks on Tuesday. Mr. Blair's spokesman says President Bush will recommit the U.S. government to support the 1998 Northern Ireland peace agreement. Mr. Blair is seeking a final settlement ahead of elections scheduled for next month to restore local government in the long-troubled province. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.